August 14, 1924, the wheel of the soul in the divine will. Everything Jesus does is crown and guard of the creature. I was thinking to myself, I would like to always go around in his divine will. I would like to be like a wheel of the clock which always rotates, without ever stopping. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, do you want to always go around in my will? Oh, how gladly and with what love do I want you to go around, always, in my will. Your soul will be the wheel. My will wind you to make you rotate fast, without ever stopping. Your intention will be the point of origin from which you want to start. Whatever way you want to take, whether in the past or in the present, or whether you want to delight along future paths, it is your free choice. You will always be dear to me, and you will give me highest delight, whatever the starting point you choose." Then he added, "Dearest daughter of my will, the work of my will contains the creative power. See, all that my humanity did while being upon earth, since everything was done in the supreme volition, contains this creative power in everything. So much so, that just as a sun is always unlit, always full of light and of heat, without ever decreasing or increasing in its full splendor, as it was created by God, in the same way, everything I did is all an act. And just as the sun is of all and of each one, in the same way, my work, while being one, is of all and of each one. Even more, my thoughts form a crown to each created intelligence. My gazes, my words, my works, my steps, my heartbeats, my pains, become crown of the gazes, of the words, of the works, of the pains, etc., of the creatures. I could say that, like a crown, I guard all that the creature does. Now, if the creature thinks in my will, the crown of my thoughts opens and encloses her thoughts. And so the creatures, taking part in the creative power, to before God and before all, the office of my intelligence. In the same way, if you look, if you speak, if you think, if you pray, if you work in my will, my gazes, my words, my thoughts, my prayers, my works, form the place in which to receive all these actions of yours. And forming one single crown, they do the office of my gazes and of my words, and so forth with all the rest. The souls who live in my will are my true repeaters, my inseparable images, portrayed within them and absorbed again in me, so that everything they do may carry the seal that these are my works, as they continue my own office.